Cornyn discusses Biden's border funding request, previews border trip. Texas border business. Washington, D.C. Today on the floor, U.S. Senator John Cornyn, RTX, announced he and Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, will lead a group of Senate Republicans on a visit to the Rio Grande Valley this week and discuss the border-related provisions in President Biden's emergency supplemental funding request. Excerpts of Senator Cornyn's remarks are below, and video can be found here. Last Friday, President Biden submitted an emergency funding request to Congress. While I'm glad President Biden seems to have awakened to the fact that the status quo at the border is unsustainable, his emergency funding request shows he's still absolutely disinterested in solving this crisis. This is not a serious proposal. Some of the proposed spending is actually harmful and the positive aspects are just window dressing. We need real changes, which produce real consequences, real ways to turn off the flow of illegal immigration. Senator Cruz and I are leading another visit to the Rio Grande Valley, and I'm glad that Senator Ricketts, Senator Lee, and Senator Barrasso will join us. We're going to spend some time talking to the Border Patrol agents who actually work on the ground as well as the customs officers who deal with the consequences of the administration's failed policies day in and day out. We'll tour the border to see how virtually anyone, from vulnerable migrant children to dangerous drug cartel members to people on the terrorist watch list, are able to enter the United States. And we'll hear from state officials, local law enforcement, and landowners about the broader impact of the border crisis in communities across our state. There couldn't be a more important time to hear from the frontline experts who know about this crisis and how to solve it better than anyone else.